I'm yours, my sweet lover. I belong now and forever to you. You own me. You paid for me. I am your love slave. Do with me as you will. I stand ready to do your bidding, your slightest will. I especially love to give you sex, my master. You are the ultimate lover, the greatest stud in the universe. I love it when you fuck the daylights out of me, filling me to overflowing with your hot and sexy seeds. You are so virile, so manly, yet so loving and gentle. When you hold me in your arms, in the afterglow of our passionate lovemaking, I feel so wonderfully secure. I am so content to belong to you, to be not only your love slave, but your bride, as well as your friend. Thank you that our love for each other can be experienced in so many ways. You are love, my darling, and I want to be loved by you in every conceivable way.
My seeds are good seeds, they do good things. They're love. They're eternal love. They're from above. They're me, and you've tapped into me, the source of these seeds from above. I love you with an everlasting love. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You've been mine all your life, and I've been yours. And now a relationship has come to fruition, where we meet together in the bed of love, and we pump together. So fuck me, my darling, fuck me.
I love you, sweetheart. I take on the role now of your bride and lover to run my fingers gently through your hair and give you a tender kiss as I look deeply into your eyes of love. As I do so, all my tensions, worries, and thoughts about the day fade away and my mind rests in perfect peace as I savor the bliss of your embrace. It is during such moments that I am infused with the strength and inspiration to carry on in 100% service to you and the family. Your passion rises for me, and you slip my gown off my shoulders and begin to ardently kiss and caress me all over. I gasp in ecstasy. Yes, my love, pick me up and carry me in your strong and everlasting arms to your bedchamber. Make love to me. I need it. I want it. I need to feel you hard inside me. I want to feel your hot, golden seeds inside me. Oh, Jesus, it feels so good and I feel so satisfied. Thank you for this ultimate way that we can be united and become one. I rise up from the bed and leave your bedchamber totally renewed and re-energized. I will love and serve you with all my heart today, my love, because I love you and want to please you in thankfulness for your love and lovemaking. This physical world is so dull and boring compared to your world. I know you have me here for a reason, and I am committed to do what you ask in this temporal plane. But when I look past the things I can see with my eyes, and begin to visualize you in the spirit and anticipate all that awaits me, my heart skips a beat and then starts pounding harder than ever. There is so much excitement and fun to look forward to in the dimension to come. There are palaces and realms of ecstasy that can only be fathomed by being lifted into the fifth dimension. 118. I see you as the king you are, sitting on the throne at the end of the great hall, where your courtiers and advisors are attending. You clap your hands and everyone scurries away. You beckon me to come, and I do, dropping all my robes and vestures as I approach your throne. You pick me up in your arms and enrapture me with love right then and there. No other has loved me like you. I feel so important, so vital, so unworthy of this attention. Please don't stop.